Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, beautiful minds. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood overthinker turned mindfulness guru. Welcome back to Overthinking Detox, where we ditch the mental chatter and cultivate the blissful quiet you crave. Today's topic, sleep. Yeah, I know, it sounds boring, but trust me, this isn't your grandma's bedtime story. We're diving into the secret sauce of a truly rested mind because, let's face it, life throws enough curveballs without our own brains working against us, right? Ever wake up feeling groggy, like you just ran a marathon in your sleep? Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that better sleep isn't just about catching those ZZZs? It's about creating a sacred space for your mind to recharge and come back stronger than ever. So let's break it down. 5 key takeaways to level up your sleep game. 1. Ditch the screen time drama. This one is huge. Seriously, a glowing screen before bed is like a party in your brain, keeping those neurons buzzing when they should be winding down. Blue light messes with your melatonin production, the hormone that tells your body it's time for sleep. So put those phones away at least an hour before bedtime. Think of it as a digital detox for your mind. Read a book, take a bath, journal anything that helps you unwind and disconnect from the virtual world. 2. Create your sleep sanctuary. Think about it. Would you invite a stranger into your bedroom? Probably not, right? So, why are we letting just anyone's stress, anxieties, racing thoughts crash there at night? Make your bedroom a sleep haven. Cool, dark, and quiet, think cozy blankets, calming scents like lavender, maybe even white noise to block out distractions. It's all about creating a space that signals rest time to your body. 3. Move your body, but not before bed. Exercise is amazing for sleep, but avoid intense workouts right before bed. You want to be tired, not hyped up. Aim for earlier exercise sessions during the day to reap those sleep benefits without sacrificing restfulness. 4. Embrace a consistent sleep schedule. Going to bed and waking up at roughly the same time every day, even on weekends, helps regulate your body's natural sleep-wake cycle, aka your circadian rhythm. Think of it like setting a gentle alarm for your brain. It'll start anticipating those cues and make falling asleep and waking up easier. 5. Listen to your body. This is huge. Some people need 7 hours, others 9. Pay attention to how much sleep makes you feel truly rested. If you wake up feeling groggy, you probably need more shut-eye. Don't underestimate the power of a long nap if needed. Okay, picture this. You're tossing and turning all night, clocking every tick of the second hand like it's an eternity. You finally drift off for a few hours, but wake up feeling more exhausted than when you went to bed. Sound familiar? That's your overthinking brain taking center stage. It's creating this vicious cycle of sleeplessness leading to anxiety, which leads to even more sleepless nights. But what if I told you there's a way out of this spiral? What if I said that by implementing these simple changes, ditching the screens, creating a calming bedtime routine, and listening to your body's needs, you could unlock the power of restful sleep and finally silence those nagging thoughts? Think about it. A good night's sleep isn't just about feeling refreshed, it's about waking up with clarity, focus, and even a little extra patience for those things that drive us crazy. It's about giving our brains the space they need to recharge, process emotions, and come back ready to tackle anything life throws at us. So, my fellow overthinkers, let's make sleep a priority. Remember, it's not selfish, it's self-care. Take those steps today, your mind will thank you for it. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little sleep reset. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media using #OverthinkingDetox. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright and remember, a quiet mind is a powerful one.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.